Welcome back to the Doug Knoll Show with your host, lawyer to peacemaker, Doug Knoll.
We're talking with Ira Chalup, the great author of The Courageous Follower, Standing Up to and for Our Leaders. He's also the co-editor of The Art of Followership, How Great Followers Create Great Leaders and Organizations. His website is CourageousFollower.net, where you can find out more about both of these books. At the last break, Ira, we were talking about five behaviors that we, or buckets, that we can talk about courageous followership: assuming responsibility, serving leadership, questioning leadership appropriately, participating in transformation, and taking a moral stance. This sounds like a lot for a person to take on, and a person listening to this might say, "You got to be kidding me! I'm going to do that with my boss." So how do people engage in these behaviors in a practical and pragmatic way?
Well, the first thing you do, you start with your own performance. You've got to build credibility. You're not going to be able to become a true partner with your leader. I don't particularly like the term boss, but it's a real world term, so we can use that. You've got to be a good performer. You've got to make sure that you're carrying your weight. But that's just sort of like the baseline. Then the next thing I encourage people to do is really look at what does the leader need. Unfortunately, what happens too often is we become disenchanted with the people who we work for. I think we want them to be more perfect than it's reasonable to expect. And the first thing I suggest people do is step back if they feel disenchanted and say, what are this individual's strengths? Everybody has strengths and gifts. And when we reconnect with those, then we can start from an appreciation of the individual as a human being, as a leader. And then we can ask, how can I help them do what they're trying to do? That's the first step. That builds trust. It puts sort of money in the relationship bank. And from there, we then earn a platform from which to be candid with the leader if he or she is doing things that are really hurting the common purpose or the mission, and start to help them examine better ways that they might be able to serve the common purpose or mission.
I like what you're saying. It has to do with the moral growth of the individual. A lot of people would listen to that, however, I think, and say, you know, I'm in it for me. I'm not in it for the guy who's making the big bucks. So what you're really saying is that if you want to be a courageous follower, the first thing you have to do is get outside yourself, become personally accountable, and then become a little bit more selfless as opposed to being selfish.
Well, it's interesting that you put it that way. Yes, in the sense that the glue that binds the leader-follower relationship is whatever the common purpose of the organization is. Whoever you're there to serve, whatever you're there to create, that's what binds you together. So to that degree, each party has to focus on that rather than on themselves. Having said that, we all do bring self-interest to the relationship. There's nothing inherently wrong with that, as long as it doesn't eclipse the common purpose, as long as that remains our main mutual focus. Beyond that, it's very fair, reasonable, to say, am I being treated fairly? Is my self-interest being reasonably met in this relationship? And to be aware of what the leader's self-interest is and support that as well, because, again, that's what builds the trust so that you can work as thinking partners rather than as a subordinate.
I like that a lot. It's the idea that, yes, my interests need to be met, but I also have to make sure that my leader's interests are being met as well. And
yes,
out of that, obviously, would arrive a cooperative and collaborative partnership.
Yes, exactly.
How hard is it for people to learn these attitudes?
It depends where you start from. Some of us are more naturally positive than others, frankly. But I've seen situations where, you know, very good people have gotten very sort of bent out of shape in a work relationship. There are people who are listening right now who are really miserable in their work relationship. And I think there are strategies for turning that around.
We'll talk about this strategy when we come back. And we'll talk more with Ira Chalup, who is the author of The Courageous Follower, Standing Up to and for Our Leaders, and the co-editor of The Art of Followership. His website is CourageousFollower.net, where you can find more about his books. I'm Doug Noll. You're listening to The Doug Noll Show, and we'll be right back after this break.
You are listening to The Doug Noll Show with your host, lawyer to peacemaker, Doug Noll.